Fire Chief Tim Harris, thank you very much for doing this. Northern Heat's on for another year. How's it going so far?
It's going really good. We've got 61 students here, or firefighters from across the province, actually, taking the training. So we've got 2 days of live fire training, today and tomorrow. And then we have 2 more days of conference training, Friday, Saturday, conference streams, more hands-on practical training, as well as a trade show.
The hands-on training, obviously, is one of the big things that happen here at the conference. How key is it to get that hands-on training, continue the hands-on training for the veterans like yourself or for the rookies like the students?
It's really, really important. Techniques of firefighting have changed over the years, so there's new ways of approaching things, whether it's fighting fires, vehicle extrication, rogue rescue. So we like to stay current, so the instructors we bring in to do the training are kind of up with the latest techniques and training procedures, so it's good for even seasoned firefighters or brand new firefighters to come in and get that training. And hands-on training is something, you know, you want to get before you have to go to the incident and use the training. So it's vital for conferences like this and the training we offer for that to happen.
How paramount is it to even have the small jurisdictions come in? Yes, we don't think of Northern Sunrise County or the town of Peace River as a small jurisdiction in this area, but places like the settlements or the hamlets that may have fire departments, how key is it to get them involved?
It's really key, and that's what this conference is aimed at. It's for those small departments, the volunteer or paid-on-call firefighters. Not every department can kind of have the training structures that we have here or the ability to run this kind of training. So, you know, there is a cost to it, and small fire departments, small budgets can't always afford to have that. So it'd be able to send their firefighters to somewhere locally without having to send them to Edmonton or Calgary to take the training is vital for this region, and it's one of the big benefits. And we try to run the conference at the most affordable cost that we can, and we do that by all the instructors and support people here for the live fire training from regional departments as well as further afield. They come here on their own time or supported by their municipalities. We don't pay for their instruction time. And a lot of the materials that are used here, the propane, the we burn, the OSB we burn, the water, the coffee, a lot of things are donated by local businesses so that we can keep our costs down and run this affordably for those small departments.
I think it'll work just fine. Fire Chief Tim Harris, thank you.
Thank you.